Hi, thank you for joining us. I'm here with Andrew McCaffrey, Global CIO at Fidelity. Andrew, you've written an interesting piece called Thinking Differently About Diversification, and this is something that everybody around the world needs to understand better in the post-COVID world. So can you share the key findings with us?
Yes, of course, Mark, and great to be with you. That's, the key point I think to draw out is just when you look back to the period we had in March and April, that we saw some of the traditional correlation benefits, but very limited from government bonds versus equities at the time. And we saw correlations jump at that stage. But also it's just the low level of yields and that risk around not getting the diversification benefits that we've had traditionally from the bond equity relationship and sort of balanced view. So the thoughts really get moved towards what can we introduce in there. And I think the important part is looking to two or three key things. First is considering actually looking to other sectors of the investment universe. So considering non-traditional allocations, and that would mean looking towards other types of alternative investment, considering even degrees of illiquidity. It's important to bear in mind you still get access to and exposure from some of the risk factors there, but you also have the opportunity to tap into different types of exposures and so get different return and risk profiles through time, which is important. And then maybe just to touch on the second and third together is thinking through how you would look at what are the key drivers within the traditional asset classes and maybe ways there in which you really are summing up some of those factors and being exposed to areas that really can offer more sustained degrees of diversification. And this means looking to other areas of universe, such as in our examples, looking to likes of China and the bond market there, looking to your currency relationships, and also looking into the commodities and precious metals world.
Well, thank you. I think that you're right to go geographically and also capitalization and private, public. I think all those things are important for people to think about in the post-COVID world. So moving on, you may not have heard this, but there's a U.S. election coming up, and I'm just wondering, how do you see the opportunities that that might create?
Yes, it's a tough one, Mark, when you think of all of the possible scenarios as we enter this last three-week period. But I think that it's important that what you very often can find is that certain trends accelerated, and it's been an interesting year for that in terms of looking towards what does it mean for elements like digitalization that we think will be continued, and if not elements accelerated whatever the outcome of the election. But I think there's another part that maybe is going to be interesting is that obviously at the moment we have certain baskets of securities we follow for what it implies for the different outcomes. And what you might find that would be interesting is that the opportunity possibly to see infrastructure, renewables, elements that brought onto the table that talk to a sustainable investment backdrop, but also just thinking through how to create better infrastructure and efficiency for the U.S. And so I think they may well see a significant follow through from this. I think the other part that opportunities that I would look to that are not in the U.S. is to consider that whatever the election outcome, you might have volatility as we wait to find out exactly what's happening, and that may present opportunities to look around the world where you would find that possibly with the ongoing challenges for the dollar and the liquidity that the Federal Reserve has pumped into the system, but assets that possibly would see some short-term volatility that you'd still want to look to. So again, I'd be looking to China, to emerging markets as possibly being benefactors after some initial stumbles.
Well, Andrew, you hit on some themes that could do well, both post-election and then also depending on the different outcomes. What about just the broader picture? Is this a real watershed and changes your view on equities, or is it something investors should try to look through?
I think when we sort of analyze what could be the outcomes and the process that it's tempting to say to look through, Mark, but I think that there could be some risk of significant policy change. I think that it can have an influence as well onto especially the fiscal front, as we're seeing at the moment that we are having a market expecting to have fiscal follow through, to have that sort of monetary policy to fiscal policy baton handing over that we've discussed a lot this year. And yet, actually, it's finding difficulties in being made in the short term, and it may continue in 21. So I think there's an issue around confidence and the degree to which you see the earnings recovery really go into another phase from here. So I think that what we'll find is that sectors that have done relatively well may continue that if we don't find something that really transforms the issue, which is not about the election. So something like a vaccine or similar can change some of the expectations. But I think that 2021 may actually prove to be a little bit more challenging as we see that a lot of the constructive news is priced, and then it's about policy delivery on this and the way in which markets have discounted a lot of that policy delivery, but they then have to see the fact of it being done. And so 2021 might find that it's a little bit more challenging, and that baton handover might not be as smooth as expected.
So it sounds like you're looking for some opportunities out there, but also we really need to see what the market is actually discounting as we move past the election. Would that summarize?
I think, yes, very, very well. But my sense is we're discounting quite a lot, and we may actually get even to discount a little bit more of the constructive side in the short term, and that leaves the market a little vulnerable to the reality of what actually comes in terms of the election outcome, the timing of the outcome, and then the policy framework that follows.
Andrew McCaffrey, Global CIO at Fidelity, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.